You are on Radio Tacoma's Climate 360.
And I'm your host, John Doherty, where we take a 360-degree look at climate here and around the world in 360 seconds or less. So let's get right to it.
Quote for today.
If you've ever wondered about the value of voter turnout in moving climate change mitigation policies forward, our former science denier-in-chief has regularly bemoaned efforts to improve voter turnout. Clearly, he understands that when more people vote, science deniers lose. And I'll add, the environment and our children's futures win. I'm stating the obvious when I say that elections in 2024 are critically important, especially for the future of the Earth's climate, and directly related to that is the future of democracy here in our own country. If we falter in defending democracy, we are also faltering in our effort to pass a livable world to future generations. We're blessed to live in an area where, for the most part, politicians take our climate and environmental futures, as well as the future of our democracy, seriously. And there are undoubtedly places in our nation that are lost causes in those regards. But that leaves states and other localities that are hanging in the balance, places where turnout is going to decide outcomes, and from there, decide our future national outcomes. So, happy as we are to live and vote where we do, we can make a difference in those toss-up places by giving our energy to organizations that have proven records in improving turnout. What they need right now is people willing to do the grunt work that those kinds of efforts require. Phone banking, canvassing, postcard writing. So, do an internet search for Get Out the Vote projects and you'll find organizations like the Progressive Turnout Project, or the Environmental Voter Project, plus a lot of others. One of those organizations will be a good match for you, and you can pitch in. And a bonus, you'll be able to connect with other local people who share your passion for ensuring a healthy environment and a healthy democracy for generations to come. And here's another quote. We know that 2023 was the hottest year on Earth for the last 125,000 years. Here's how Ed Hawkins, a climate scientist at the University of Reading in England, described the heat record-shattering year just passed. Quoting, "Surprising, astounding, staggering, unnerving, bewildering, flabbergasting, disquieting, gobsmacking, shocking, mind-boggling." End of quote. And here's climate scientist Catherine Hayhoe, known for her measured speech around climate change. Quote, 2023 is a year we won't forget, not just for the record heat, but for the stark reminder of the fragility of our planet and the future we risk losing, end of quote.
Good news, bad news.
We all know the time honored dictum, follow the money. So when you follow your own money, where does it take you? Your spending, your investments, your contributions? What we do with our money makes a difference. The traditional way of investing is to maximize return mediated only by one's risk tolerance, and historically, not much attention was paid to what the institutions providing that return did with our money. It's clear that we can't care about our environmental future at the same time invest in organizations whose business model is contrary to a sustainable future. The bad news is that we do live in a world dominated by fossil fuel energy. There is no escaping that. But we can do better with both our personal spending and our investments, and further, we can encourage organizations we belong to do the same. And the good news? Environmentally aware investing can be a good investment. The S&P 500 ESG Index, and that's a benchmark for sustainably minded companies, has outperformed the regular S&P 500 in recent years. As of December 2023, the five-year return for the S&P 500 ESG index, that's the good index, is 73% compared to 61% for the S&P 500 in itself. Doing well while doing good. Given our roasting hot year just completed, given political catastrophe, a real possibility in 2024, and given that every year we pump more and more carbon dioxide into the atmosphere, should we be optimistic about the climate future or should we be pessimistic? I submit to you that the answer is neither. The outlook that serves us best is simply being clear-eyed, doing our honest best to get beyond our personal, ideologies, and biases to a point where we are seeing as clearly as it is possible for us to see what's happening and what we collectively and individually can do about it. The author Naya Van Leeuwen uses the phrase active optimism. At its core, active optimism is about combining a belief in positive possibilities with the drive to make them a reality. It's not about wishful thinking or ignoring challenges, but about acknowledging difficulties while staying focused on solutions. Imagine climbers climbing a steep mountain. They understand the risks and challenges, but their optimism fuels their determination to keep moving forward one step at a time. So, with active optimism in hand, we keep moving forward one step at a time. And that's your Climate 360.